Time Radio. Every day, 1 to 4 with Avril. Only on KC 107.7.
Yes, it's a real pleasure to welcome on KC Lunch. Our guest is Michelle Williams. She's the Assistant Director at the Department of Employment and Labor, and she will be talking to us about the employment services of South Africa. Michelle, I will say welcome again on KC.
Okay, thank you very much, Avril.
How are you?
I'm very fine. It's just very hot here in Paul. I'm still not used to this weather.
Don't worry, you'll come and give us a lot of visits. You have to get used to this. Michelle, tell us about the employment services of South Africa. Short, abbreviated, ESSA. ESSA, that the Department of Employment and Labor offer to assist our job and work seekers.
ESSA is a work seeker, or it's a database basically. So it has two parts. It's where the work seeker that is looking for work and come register on the database. They can either do it online or they can go to the labor center, bring their CV, speak to the practitioners there, and they can register themselves on the database. Then we also have the other side, which is employer services, where either our practitioners go to employers or stakeholders, or the employers can actually come to us and register opportunities or training opportunities on that same system. And then they are linked. So say the employer is looking for a cleaner, they register the opportunity, and they will find, in terms of the criteria of the employer, that will link on all the people that is available on their database. And that service is free for all. So like I also said, we come from the section Public Employment Services, which is our services to employers and work seekers. So we have two parts, the work employer services, and this other section, as I said, is the work seekers. So the employer service function is to register job vacancies and other work opportunities, as to facilitating placing of work seekers with employers or any other work opportunities, is to facilitate exchange of information among labor market participants, including employers, workers and work seekers, private employment agencies. We also work with sector education and training authorities. We also facilitate in the employment of foreign nationals in the manner that is consistent with the object of the Act, as well as the Immigration Act. And for work seekers, we match work seekers with work opportunities. We register work seekers and retrenched workers on our database as well. We advise work seekers on access to education and training, and we advise workers on access to social security benefits. Another important is to provide career counseling services and psychometric testing. So we've got career counselors where if a employer wants to do some testing, they can also come to the department. I know the Department of Health, when they do the internship, then they will ask for that service. So that we actually provide that. And also with work seekers, when they go for interviews, we can also do into the counselors will do interview preparation, work readiness, and even to how to draw up a proper CV as well. That is in terms of our service, and like I said, the services is all free.
And the department also expanded its mandate from labor market regulation to focus sharply on employment creation and the coordination of employment efforts throughout government and its agency. Why?
Yes, the department wants to play a more active role in the employment creation. The previous role was more to do with lawmaking, where it was involved shaping the Labor Relations Act and the employment equity policies. But in addition, we are creating an enabling environment for businesses to thrive so that they can create jobs and to put in place policies that create an enabling environment for the private sector to create employment.
The percentage of unemployment is very, very high. Are you winning the battle against unemployment?
I've got two answers, yes and no. You know, in the pandemic, many people and the recession have lost their jobs. So there was already a growing alarming unemployment rate. So in terms of, yes, in the Western Cape, the jobs are up. The unemployment is down year on year, according to Stats SA's QLFS in 2023. The lowest unemployment rate is at 20.3%, and the highest absorption rate is 55%. And the highest labor force participation rate is at 69%, according to the media stated by the Western Cape government. But if for the answer, no, there are the reasons that there are economic sectors that are all that will increase labor absorption in a particular period, and then other sectors would shed jobs. Then there's the issue of demand and supply of labor. Many active job seekers enter the job market, leading to an imbalance in labor demand and supply. Ideally, there are more capable workers in South Africa and no adequate jobs to all. To lead to many people losing jobs, especially in the manufacturing sector. This led to an increase in the already growing and alarming unemployment rate. South Africa has recorded little growth as few people venture into entrepreneurship. So the government has various initiatives to foster entrepreneurial culture amongst its youth, but the numbers are still relatively low. So that is why I've got two answers.
Thanks for that. And any contact details, emails or websites that we can go to?
If the work seekers want to apply online themselves, they can go on to Department of Employment and Labour's website, is www.dol.gov.za. Then they select online services, and then they select Employment Services of South Africa, and then they will can register the they must have the ID and a email address, because that is where they will send a temporary password, and then they can register online, and that is where they can search for work opportunities that has been registered on their database themselves as well. Or they can go to the nearest to Paul Labor Center to also assist them as well. If they want to make in contact with me, I've got a work cell phone, which is 072-076-5693. My email address is Michelle, as Michelle dot Williams at labor.gov.za.
Government means so you saw it. Anything in closing from your side, Michelle?
No, I just want to say people must just keep on trying and be positive. They will get there. We are trying to improve in terms of the unemployment, and we're still bringing in more programs as well, but it's still in the pipeline, like employment schemes and also things like job fairs and stuff where they bring the employers and the work seekers together as well. But that is still in the pipeline, basically.
Thanks, Michelle. And those that that listen to you right now, you made it much easier now for us as work seekers just to go there and put our names on there, and you will sort of look for us. And we can also look on that website to see where we fit. Thanks again for this valuable, valuable information, and all of the best with what you guys are doing.
Okay, thank you very much.
Avril with Casey Lange on Casey 107.7.